Welcome to the Baptist Joint Committee Podcast. I'm Jordan Edwards, Communications Associate at the BJC. Today we're going to be talking about the BJC internship program. My guests are our two fall interns for 2016, Maya Boddy. Hi, Maya.
Hi, Jordan.
Maya is a recent graduate of Hampton University in Hampton, Virginia, and she also considers Hampton her hometown. She was a PR major, and she is also the daughter of Dr. Timothy Boddy, T. Boddy, who is one of our board members and is general secretary of the Progressive National Baptist Convention, which is one of the supporting bodies of the BJC. And we also have Stephen Guzman from Belleville, New Jersey. Stephen, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Hello.
And Stephen is a senior at Rutgers University. He is a political science major with a minor in psychology, which is basically the pre-law track, right?
Yeah, basically.
So guys, why don't you just tell me individually why you are interested in this internship? Maya, why don't you start?
When I heard about its mission and just about what the BJC does, I thought it would basically be the perfect marriage, if you will, of a passion of mine, faith, an interest of mine, law, and my profession, communications. And I just thought, that's perfect for me.
And you have come from a long line of Baptists. Your grandfather, great-grandfather, how far does it go back?
It goes back four generations. My dad's a fourth-generation Baptist preacher, yeah.
Stephen does not have that background. His family's originally from Ecuador, and he is not Baptist. So, Stephen, can you tell me why were you interested in this internship?
Well, originally, my school program got me connected with the BJC, and the free housing and the stipend caught my eye. That was the biggest part of it. And then once I looked into the actual BJC, I was skeptical at first, but then once I did my research, I met Charles, our supervisor, and I actually got to know things a little better. I was surprised to see how genuine the BJC was about their mission, and it wasn't a way to push a certain agenda.
And the Charles you were mentioning was Charles Watson Jr., our education and outreach specialist, who is in charge of the internship program here at the BJC, and he's done an excellent job. So shout out to Charles on that. Tell me, what have you enjoyed most about this internship?
The main thing that I've enjoyed and taken away from this internship is the amazing bonds and relationships with those of you, such as yourself, Jordan, who work at the BJC, and just the wisdom, the passion about what you all do, and your willingness to always help the interns, I think that's what I've definitely enjoyed the most.
Well, one of my favorite parts was sitting down for weekly discussions with the Associate General Counsel, Jennifer Hawks, and we discussed all these Supreme Court cases regarding religious liberty, and it was such a fascinating experience.
When I joined the BJC staff, I didn't know a whole lot about religious liberty policy. What have you guys learned about religious liberty that you're going to take away?
Well, due to the fact that I'm not a religious person, I would say that I've always been pretty big on the establishment clause side of things. I said, oh yeah, keep the government, they can't establish any specific religion or anything like that. But then I never really focused on the free exercise clause aspect of the First Amendment. And now that I've worked at the BJC, and it's a faith-based organization, so it has that perspective of being a kind of religious entity. So I've never really focused on that aspect of it all. And I really appreciate the fact that everyone can and should be able to practice whatever religion or not that they'd like.
Stephen, you are more interested in the legal side of things here, and you mentioned enjoying the meetings with Jennifer Hawks. What are you taking away from a legal standpoint? Do you feel, first of all, do you still want to go to law school after this?
Coming in, I wasn't exactly sure about law school to begin with, but now it's actually pushed me towards law school a little more. I still have a lot to consider, but it's definitely helped push me towards that direction. In regards to what I learned from this experience, from a legal standpoint, I've had to read Supreme Court cases. I've been able to discuss them. I've been able to discuss and read abstract concepts that I haven't really had the chance to in other experiences before, especially working nearly full time here. I've been able to dedicate myself to that kind of pursuit. I've been able to focus and think about a lot of concepts in a legal matter, and able to ask Jennifer Hawks or general counsel Holly Holman any question that I had just in general, and they were always very helpful and always willing to educate us.
And Brent taught you how to tie a bow tie.
And Brent taught me how to tie a bow tie.
You mentioned the experience of working in the office and working with the team. One thing that people don't think about when they take an internship at a place like this is you're getting the experience of working in an office, of working as an adult. You guys are just out of college, or you're about to finish college, and this is kind of practice, a practice job in a way. So has that been helpful, like the office environment part of it?
Oh my gosh, yes. For me, coming right out of college and this being kind of the gap between my undergraduate career and my future career, something as simple as when, you know, you send an email that you're going to complete something, you need to make sure that you follow up with that person and complete it, whether it's, you know, answering the phone a certain way, or when you step away from the desk, making sure someone else has the phones. Just the little things that I think will go far professionally.
Did you guys enjoy living on Capitol Hill? What was that experience like?
It was surreal. I literally cannot believe that I am not even a block from the Supreme Court, a block from the Capitol. It's amazing. And all of the other interns, including my roommate, being, you know, just like me, you know, around my age, from all different parts of the country and parts of the world, you know, with similar interests and similar goals.
And Stephen, what's the Capitol Hill experience been like for you?
It's been pretty amazing, actually. I love waking up every day, and I step outside, look to my left, and I just see the Capitol building. It's beautiful. And then sometimes we'll make trips to the bank, and you know, it's just a casual walk past the Supreme Court, the Library of Congress, and the Capitol building. Yeah. And that's two blocks. Like, it's incredible.
You saw oral arguments for a Supreme Court case, right?
Yes, I was able to go to the Supreme Court, and it was so convenient. Normally, you have to wake up very early to go to those, and I did. But the fact that it's across the street really helps out with that commute.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys have talked about what you enjoyed about the internship and what you enjoyed about DC. How will you use this experience going forward in your career and in your last semester of college, I guess? Yeah.
I think more than anything, the fact that I was able to live independently and work and feel like an actual adult and not just a college student definitely has made an impact. And also just being in this city has like pushed me to move out of New Jersey more than likely. I'm probably going to come back to DC, to be honest.
So it sounds like both of you have gotten a lot out of your time here at the BJC and on Capitol Hill. Why would you encourage someone else to look into an internship here at the BJC?
Well, if, you know, the number one I would have to say is the opportunity to live on Capitol Hill. Not just to live there, but to be able to immerse yourself in the environment, the networking opportunities, the relationship building opportunities.
I think the BJC is just a great model for a nonprofit that you can be, if you come in, you could be helping out with communications, you could be helping out with education, you could help out with the legal aspect of it, you could help out with development. And so you can learn all these different things as an intern. Even if you are more interested in one of those fields than the other, then the staff will accommodate you, they'll help you out. You'll still have to do different projects for all the departments here, but you get exposed to all this incredible experience.
And really, no matter what you like to do, there's something here for you.
I want to say on behalf of the BJC staff, thank you for your hard work this semester.
Thank you.
And I hope that you enjoy the rest of your college experience, Stephen. And good luck on the job hunt, Maya.
Thanks so much. But the BJC has definitely made that process a lot smoother.
Good. If you're interested in a BJC internship, go to bjconline.org/internships and apply by March 1st for a summer internship. Thank you for listening to the Baptist Joint Committee podcast. For more podcasts, visit our podcast page at bjconline.org/podcasts or subscribe to our iTunes channel. And I would like to wish everyone a happy holiday and a wonderful new year.